This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say that the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. Reuters' David Doyle.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Basal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
Reuters' David Doyle. In a sharp contrast with last weekend, when anti-immigration protests turned into riots in many cities across the United Kingdom, counter-protesters have taken center stage this weekend. Jay Williams is a volunteer from Stand Up to Racism.
Given the violence that people witnessed in the city centre from their side last week, for people to have the bravery and come out and go, OK, here we are, we will stand against you, I think is extraordinary.
Debbie has finally moved out of the U.S. after the storm spent the better part of a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes and taking lives as it moved up the East Coast after first arriving in the state of Florida as a hurricane. Though the skies cleared, a flood warning remained in effect until Saturday night in a small part of northern New York. Nearly 17,000 homes and businesses in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio,